Welcome to Community Convos, a podcast and radio program from LCC Connect with conversations about what's happening in Lansing and around mid-Michigan. Hey, it's Dedalian back on the combo once again, and with me in the studio today is, you know, I just usually just call you Smitty.
And that works fine for me.
But is it Smitty Smith? Smitty's kind of like a spin on Smith, isn't it?
It is. It's Dudley on my driver's license.
Yeah, yeah. I actually have known you for quite a few years, and that is the first time I actually, I just learned your first name.
Here's something that has nothing to do with what we're supposed to be talking about, but I didn't know my name was Dudley till I went to kindergarten.
Oh, really?
And the teacher called the roll, you know, boys and girls, raise your hand when I call your name. And she was all done. And she's like, why didn't you raise your hand, little boy? I said, well, you didn't call my name. Well, then you must be Dudley. I said, no, it's my father. I'm Smitty. Yeah. Oh, but Dudley's your real name. I said, no, it's not. I know my name, lady. They had to call my mother. My mother had to come in and explain that I actually had a name that I just didn't know.
Well, with a name like Dedalian, I've gone through the same kind of thing. And, right? You know, I don't mind being off topic a little bit, so I'm going to go ahead and extend this a little bit further.
Okay, all right.
Kindergarten, the entire time, you know, I wrote out my full name, Dedalian. And back then, I used to go by Day, so it would be Day, space, Dalian. And I was looking through my kindergarten papers at one point, and I told my mom, did you realize I was spelling my name wrong the entire time in kindergarten? She had no idea. Teacher had no idea because nobody had really known the name.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
there it is.
He's got an extra name. That's cool.
All right, well, that's the show. Thanks, guys.
All right, Dave.
And, kidding. You, of course, are stopping by to talk to me a little bit about Pump Stock. It's happening again. Pump Stock, how many years has this been going on?
This is the 15th annual Pump Stock Music Festival in East Lansing.
All right, we're going to put it out there right away. If you're already planning to go and you don't want to listen to us, that's perfectly fine. It's happening Saturday, June 7th at Bailey Park. Now, if you want to hear the rest of the details, stick around because I got Smitty here.
Here I am.
All right. Tell me a little bit about Pump Stock. When did it get started? 15 years ago. How did it come about?
Sure. Well, I used to, with my late wife, do a monthly concert series called Pump House Concerts.
Okay.
It was called Pump House Concerts because it took place in the Pump House.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. In East Lansing. The Orchard Street Pump House is a one-room community center owned by the city, managed by the neighborhood. It used to be the water pumping facility for the city of East Lansing, and it got converted through a block grant back in the 70s or something. It's just a room. There's still a well attached, you know, there's no bathroom, but we would do concerts there. And after a little bit of the concerts, we thought, man, wouldn't it be fun to do, you know, something with larger bands and something outdoors?
Yeah.
And we thought, yeah, let's do that. And we thought, Pump House Concerts, Woodstock. Oh, I know, Pump Stock. So my son drew a logo. He drew one of those well pump sort of things.
Yeah, yeah.
And he stole the hand from the guitar from the Woodstock logo. And he stole the bird from the guitar, put the bird on the nozzle of the pump, the hand pumping the pump. And that was the Pump Stock logo.
Okay, so they haven't picked up that you stole
their
stuff.
Well, you know what? For years, I hoped we'd get sued because it's publicity.
Bad publicity is good publicity.
Right.
Yep.
But then it turns out I learned later that nobody ever trademarked the Woodstock stuff. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's free to use. You can use it, I use it, whatever.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, so anyhow, that's where we come up with the word Pump Stock. We decided to do it outdoors. The first couple of years, the city of East Lansing was like, what do you want to do? You know, because in the city's mind, an event like that must involve students, and if it involves students, it's going to go downhill really fast. And I eventually convinced them it's just a bunch of folkies listening to some great music in the park, and they turned around their attitude into, wow, this is actually really cool. You don't want money from us? Okay. They do. We get a very generous grant from the East Lansing Arts Commission every year, which helps a lot. We have a few sponsors. We used to ask for donations as people came into the park.
Yeah.
Then they redid the park, took down the fence, so that became a problem. And also finding volunteers to stand there and take donations is a challenge.
Yeah.
So now we do a Kickstarter ahead of the concert, ahead of the festival.
Okay.
So if the Kickstarter is successful, all the money to pay the musician their minimums is already there. We have a few local sponsors, a few generous grants from people. And then we put out a bucket, and any extra donations that come in day of, we give that to the musicians too. It's a zero-sum event. Every year, we pay a few expenses, not many, and then we give the musicians the rest of the money. Start over again the next year.
Yeah, and I see you got the QR code everywhere, but if somebody wanted to drop online, do they just stop by the website and donate that way?
Yeah, if you go to facebook.com/pumpstock and find the event, it's on that Pump Stock page. Within the details of the event is the URL for the Kickstarter.
Okay, and if somebody doesn't isn't a part of the Facebook. The Facebook. Look at me. I'm from like 1990
yeah, right?
there.
Anybody can email pumphouseconcerts@gmail.com. That's one word plural, pumphouseconcerts@gmail.com, and I'll send them whatever they want. I'll cut and paste the Facebook page into an email, or we'll figure that out. Also, if someone doesn't like Kickstarter or whatever, email me at that address and we'll find a way
but they
to
can
let
always
you
do,
donate.
If they attend, they can always do a cash donation.
They can always do a cash donation. Yep. Yeah. We'll have some hopefully cute young children running around with the buckets to take donations that day.
Donations is appreciated, but it is free to attend.
It is free to attend. Yep.
And when is it happening? It is June 7th. What time?
June 7th. Music is from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have two stages, five acts on the main stage, opening up with local favorites, the Wild Honey Collective.
Oh, they're always fun. Has your approach to finding the acts, has the music changed over the years? Or do you feel like it's always kind of stayed the same?
No, it's, you know, what I'm in, I book acts that I like. Mm-hmm. And it seems other people like them too, so that's fortunate. And they tend to be what these days people call Americana, with, you know, a little bit bluegrass or bluegrass adjacent stuff thrown in. This year we've got a great blues duo coming from Chicago, which the Capillary Blues Society is helping to sponsor. So, you know, folk, the broad umbrella at folk, but not a lot of traditional.
Okay.
The 10-pound fiddle has always done very good with the traditional folk. We're more into the alt-country Americana, like that.
Yeah, there was one band on there that I noticed that I'm pretty sure is probably more the alt folk, and that would be the O'Boys. Am I right on that?
Well, in their way, the O'Boys, the leader of that group, Zach Stevenson, played Buddy Holly in the traveling theater production of the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, okay.
So then he got two of his friends, and they dress in the Buddy Holly vein, and they play original songs that are kind of Buddy Holly-ish.
Oh, really?
So I don't think
okay, that wasn't
country.
What I expected.
No, not at all. They call it a vinyl music for modern hearts or something. They've got modern music for vinyl hearts.
There you go. You just went backwards.
No, I'll tell you what.
Either way.
Those guys are fun. They dress the part. They play the part. They'll be in the crowd ahead of time goofing around. They're just a wild set of three guys that are a lot of fun.
Okay, mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about, I mean, I know about the Wild Honey Collective.
Sure.
But what would you describe it as to somebody who's never seen this band?
They're a modern folk band. Maybe a little bit towards bluegrass. I say that just because I think pretty sure there's a banjo in the band. And it's a group of seven or eight local musicians that got together, I think, over the pandemic to make music and kept it going. And I don't know if four of them are going to show up or eight of them are going
to
show up. You know,
yeah, that
it's
does
a collective,
seem to
vary.
Yep,
you know?
Yep.
But they're all really talented. And I saw them at the Robin Theater a few months ago and was like, oh, we need you guys there. We've typically had a local act open the day. Mm-hmm. The 2 o'clock set. So if you like the Wild Honey Collective because you know of them, come right at 2 o'clock, but stick around because you're going to be impressed with every act that we've got.
Are there any other Michigan artists?
There are not.
But who else is there?
Well, the O'Boys, they're from maybe Wisconsin, Minneapolis.
Okay.
I forget. Anyhow, over there.
Over there.
Over there. Cheeseland. Other side of that big lake.
The Michigan pond.
Yeah. The blues act will blow you away. Donna Harula and Downtown Charlie Brown. They're each successful Chicago-based, Chicago-style blues musicians, and they put this duo act together. I've seen them. Donna's won all kinds of Chicago Blues Awards and has been nominated for the National Blues Awards. Charlie Brown's been playing for a long time, and they're going to just be kind of both traditional and modern Chicago-style blues.
Mm.
There's a duo, Tim Grimm. It's really Tim's band. He brings a dude named Sergio Webb with him because Sergio's this awesome guitar player.
Okay.
He's like a gun for hire, and Tim knows him really well. Tim is from Indiana. He lives in Oklahoma now. He has been on television. He goes down to Florida and does theater every year, and he's one of the great songwriters I know. He'll tell stories with his songs that will make you cry, they'll make you laugh. You'll just enjoy the heck out of him. Meanwhile, you'll be going, who's this Sergio dude? Look at him playing guitar. OMG. He's just amazing guy.
I hate to have you pick a favorite, but I'm going to do it anyway. Which one are you looking forward to watching the most?
I think the blues duo.
The blues duo.
Just because, you know, we don't get a lot of blues there, and I've seen them once. I've seen everybody else on here multiple times, and I want to see what Donna and Charlie are going to bring because they're going to bring it.
Very cool.
And that's going to be great. And then the fifth act on the main stage is Weta Skirts, led by Alexa Dawson. Alexa lives in Kansas. They're all from Kansas. Alexa's native, and Weta is some phrase that her and her friends made up that nobody else knows what it really means. So it's like an inside joke that, you know, but...
That's cool.
It's kind of like, you know, we are Weta Skirts. We are the skirts, I guess. Yeah.
There it is. The other thing I wanted to ask you, though, it's been 15 years that you've been doing this, so... Has Mother Nature been great and blessing you with sunshine and happiness every year?
Not every year.
Okay, no. So last year
it started raining in the middle of the day, and we knew it was coming. The Bailey Park is next to the Bailey Center, which is an old grade school. It was converted to apartments, and there's still an auditorium in there.
Okay.
So if needed, we all pile into the auditorium, and it gets really comfy and cozy and crowded, but we have a great time. There's a stage in there, and we'll pull the little PA in, and we did that last year for the last two acts, and it was wonderful.
All right, so you got plans.
We got a backup plan.
Very good.
I think after the rain last year, Mother Nature doesn't dare rain on us this year. I want to mention another thing, though. One of the things we've done with the support of Lois Muma and Greg Hill and Cold Plunge Records is expanded our reach into the community a little bit. And this is the third year we've brought a teaching musician, musician educator in as part of Pumpstock, and we do something out in the community. So Elex is an educator as well as a great musician. Friday afternoon before Pumpstock, so the 6th, she will teach a workshop for kids, not just children, but teenagers also, on land-based songwriting.
Oh, wow. That'll be cool.
And that's free. We pay Alexa to do it, obviously, but that's because of the generosity of Cold Plunge Records. They're also sponsoring her to have a session on indigenous foods at the Old Town General Store the day after Pumpstock, Sunday.
Very cool.
So again, if you want details on that, you know, the East Lansing Public Library website has that event on there. It's also on the Facebook event for Pumpstock, or at that email address, I'll send you the details. If you got a kid, have them go to that thing. It's free. For the kid, they might learn something about songwriting, might spark something, you know.
Very cool. Anything else that we didn't hit on? Other than bring a chair and bring a friend.
Bring a chair, bring your dog, bring your dog's friends, bring your friends. It's free. Bring a blanket. We'll have food, Crystal's Kitchen Barbecue, and Sweet Lee's Teas, and maybe Foster Coffee if we can get them to be there. And then there's kids' activities, not just children. The idea is bring your kids, but they're not going to hold you back. There's a playground. There's an instrument petting zoo. There's children's art making activities. There's a clown doing glitter tattoos. Your kids will be occupied, and you can sit and enjoy the music. It's not kids' music. Mm-hmm. It's music for us adults. So the mom and dad can enjoy the day, and the kids can run wild around
just
the park.
Crazy.
And,
all right, fair enough.
It's a good time.
It's Pumpstock Music Festival, Saturday, June 7th at Bailey Park in East Lansing. You want to get the details, go to...
Facebook.com/pumpstock.
There you go.
Or you email pumphouseconcerts, all one word plural, @gmail.com.
Smitty Smith.
That's me.
Or I'm going to start calling you Dudley. I'm just saying.
That's okay. I responded.
I'm not. I'm still calling you Smitty.
We can go through the names my grandchildren call me because they can't say Smitty, but that's a whole other subject.
That is another podcast.
Smee, Spimey.
We'll have to do an unusual names podcast, I think.
There you go. Yeah.
You've been listening to Community Combos, a program from LCC Connect with conversations about what's happening in our community. To listen to this episode on demand, visit us at lccconnect.org or find us on your favorite podcast platform. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on Community Combos, email us lcc-connect@lcc.edu. And thanks for joining The Combo.